All right, so let's start with the basics. Defense capability statements. Now, Jessica, I know this sounds a bit formal, but think about it as your business's official resume for defense opportunities, yeah?
Exactly, Darian. It's essentially a tailored snapshot of your company, who you are, what you offer, and most importantly, why defense stakeholders should care. It's not just about marketing yourself. It's about showing you understand defense's needs and objectives.
Right. So it's kind of like you're saying, hey, defense, here's how I can help you achieve your mission. It's got to resonate, you know?
Exactly. The impression you leave matters because these statements are often the first thing procurement officers or prime contractors see. You want them to think, this business gets what we care about. Let's learn more.
Which means no generic fluff, right? I'm talking about those businesses that dump a ton of corporate jargon like, we strive towards excellence and innovation. That doesn't fly here.
Spot on. Defense audiences are busy and vague statements don't cut it. Your message needs to be sharp and specific. What makes you credible in their world and how do your capabilities align with their mission?
Okay, so let's get into a quick example. Imagine a capability statement where the company uses a tagline like, leaders in project management, innovating the future. Sounds nice, yeah? But useless for defense.
Exactly. It says nothing about defense. Now compare that to a statement that says, 15 years of managing defense estate projects, maintaining 100% compliance with DSP security standards. That's tailored. That's impactful. It directly speaks to defense's priorities.
Totally. And it's got that credibility built in. Like no one's sitting there wondering, okay, but can this company actually work in defense environments? It's all there up front. Bam.
And that's the key, tailoring your communication. A defense capability statement isn't a generic brochure. It's your business portfolio presented through defense's lens. Showing relevance is what opens doors to opportunities.
And when they're done poorly, it's game over. So you've really got to nail that clarity, speak their language, and honestly, avoid overwhelming them with unnecessary details. So we've touched on why these statements are so critical for success. But now let's dive deeper. What are the actual elements that make a defense capability statement not only check all the boxes, but truly stand out?
There's definitely more to it, Darian. The best ones are built on four key components: a strong company overview, clearly defined core capabilities, quantifiable past performance, and relevant certifications. It's about making every section work together to paint a picture of your business's value.
Right. But that's easier said than done, yeah? I mean, a company overview could just end up as, we've been around since 2000 and offer great service, which, let's face it, says nothing.
Exactly. A proper overview needs a defense twist. Instead of just saying when the business started, mention your years of experience in sectors relevant to defense, your mission statement, and how it aligns with defense priorities. That really sets the context.
Okay, got it. And the core capabilities? How do we avoid sounding like, I don't know, a tumble dryer setting? Just listing a bunch of buzzwords like fast, efficient, adaptable.
Well, Darian, you translate them into defense language. For example, instead of saying engineering services, you'd write engineering for defense facilities and high security environments. That specificity shows you understand what they need.
Makes sense. And it's not just about showing off services, right? It's the track record that really seals the deal.
Absolutely. Past performance is your proof of credibility. If you worked on defense projects, name them. Even better, quantify the results, like completing a project 2 months early or maintaining 99.9% uptime on a critical system. Those specifics build trust. Specifics?
Right. Like if all you say is we deliver results, that's just words. But delivered X project ahead of schedule while cutting costs by 15%. That's proof. Boom. Done.
Exactly. And there's one area that can't be overlooked: certifications and credentials. DSP membership, ISO certifications, or even baseline security clearances. These all show you're qualified to meet defense's high standards.
Oh, and let's not forget presentation. If your statement looks like it was put together by an overworked intern on their lunch break, no one's giving it a second glance.
You're absolutely right. Visual clarity matters just as much as content. I once saw a capability statement where the most important section was buried in fine print under a poorly cropped photo. You've got to make it clean and professional.
Yeah, like, don't go crazy with design, but at least make it scannable. Nobody's got time for walls of text.
Exactly, Darian. When you blend structure, clarity, and proper formatting, you're already ahead of most submissions. And defense, being meticulous, will notice that effort.
All right, so structure, proof, and polish. Simple steps, but getting it right, that's where the magic happens. All right, so we've nailed the critical components of a strong defense capability statement: structure, proof, and polish. But there's a next step, aligning it with defense's specific priorities. How do you take it from here's what we can do to here's what we can do for your defense?
Great question, Darian. The key is tailoring your statement so it speaks directly to defense's strategic goals. That means using their language, referencing their values, and highlighting how your work supports their mission.
So kind of like making it all fit into their worldview, yeah?
Exactly. For instance, if defense has a major focus on infrastructure resilience, say ensuring defense bases can withstand extreme weather, you'd highlight how your work contributes to that.
Right. So instead of just saying we build stuff, you'd say something like, we build flood-resilient facilities that increase defense readiness. Boom. Relevant and specific.
Exactly right. And it's equally important to show how you align with defense values, service, integrity, excellence, all those areas. If your business supports veterans or partners with Indigenous suppliers, make sure that's front and center.
Oh yeah, social procurement. That's huge now, isn't it? Like, defense really cares about which companies are giving back in those areas. Vets and Indigenous communities especially.
Yes, it's not just a nice to have. It's becoming almost a baseline expectation. For example, if your company is veteran-owned, employs veterans, or has key Indigenous partnerships, that showcases your commitment to defence's wider mission. Just make sure it's genuine and not tokenistic, though.
Got it. So include the human side, but make it real. Defence probably has a pretty good radar for fluff, huh?
Absolutely. Their focus is on partnerships that share their values. And speaking of focus, your statement's layout can make or break how those points come across. It's all about clarity, concise language, bold sections, and easy scans.
Oh yeah, like those busy procurement officers, right? They're not going to wade through pages of text. You got to make their job easier.
Spot on. And to help with that, here's a quick checklist for listeners to jot down. Tailor your intro, hammer home core capabilities with defense examples, back it all with results and credentials, and finish with clean presentation and clear contact info.
And don't forget the social procurement bit. Mention those veteran initiatives or Indigenous partnerships. That's like the cherry on top if the rest of your statement holds up.
Exactly, Darian. When it all comes together, tailored content, defense relevance, strong visuals, you've got a statement that works. Simple, direct, and aligned with their needs.
So, Jessica, we've talked about creating a defense capability statement that's razor sharp and fully tailored to defense priorities. But what about taking all those tailored pieces and turning them into something that really grabs attention?
Absolutely, Darian. And now's the time for our listeners to apply those insights. Remember, it's not just about listening, it's about taking action.
Right, so here's the deal. If you haven't already, jump onto the lesson webpage and complete the quiz. It's a great way to solidify all this stuff in your head. And don't worry, it's not timed or anything. It's all about learning.
And don't forget the exercise for this week. Take a close look at your company's current defense capability statement if you've got one. Review it carefully, mark areas to improve, and use what we've discussed to start refining it.
Yeah, and bonus points if you share it with others. Seriously, throw it up in the forum, get some feedback, and see what your peers think. You'd be surprised how much you can learn just by getting a few outside perspectives.
Exactly. Sometimes a fresh set of eyes can pick up on things you might have missed. Collaboration can go a long way in leveling up your capability statement.
Oh, and while you're at it, if you're enjoying this course, do us a favor. Recommend it to a friend or colleague. Share the love, you know?
And if you have any feedback for us, whether it's about this episode or the course as a whole, shoot us a quick reply to the email we sent out. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, totally. The more we hear from you guys, the better we can make this. It's all about creating something that helps you win those defense opportunities.
Well, on that note, Darian, I think we've given our listeners a solid roadmap for success this week. Any final thoughts?
Just this. Start small, stay focused, and remember, even the best capability statements are works in progress. Keep refining, keep tailoring, and you'll get there.
Perfectly said. And that's a wrap for this episode of Mastering Defense Infrastructure. We'll see you next time.
Catch you later, everyone.